Ron Van Dam. He doesn't need this gig. He's got all that money coming from that deposed Nigerian prince. Should be here any day now, and then he's kissing you suckers goodbye. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program of enormous proportions. Look at the size of this thing. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm one of the people involved in this. If I were to thank you for listening, I'd only be doing it to make you feel like you should be. That made no sense, and thus the thesis of this program. You can see by my name badge on the lapel of my jacket, that was hard to say, that I am Ron Van Dam. There are other people involved in this program that make it possible. Blame them. First, there's a lovely and talented Jason Shaw, who does the opening theme, closing theme, the incidental music, incidentally. Jason Shaw, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for him. Okay. And then there's John Shanahan, comedy writer, bon vivant. Don't know what that means, but it sounded good. He's an incredible guy, does the comedy commercials, the announcing. He's just, I'm telling you, man. John Shanahan, go to newenglandbroadcasting.com. You can read up about him and go to his website. It's pretty cool. And then there's indeed, oh my God, the talented and lovely Nicole Reed, who is the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program, and she also books many of the national interviews that we do on this particular presentational situation. And then there's you. Without you, well, it doesn't really matter. Well, now that you've brushed your teeth, let's do it. I'm not going to sit here and say there's no Santa Claus, because we're 6 months away from that problem. All I'm going to tell you is, it is what it is, babe. Talk about a conspiracy theory. Santa Claus, huh? Well, how'd you pull that one off? Is a fat guy that comes down the chimney? Yeah, I'll buy that, sure. All right, fine. I love the little bass at the end. Kind of makes me feel all tingly inside. Okay, you can't not talk about this, so I shall. But I do this from a lay person, a person who hasn't been laid in a long time. Actually, no, it's not true. You know this Donald Trump guy, are you familiar with him? Names on buildings, that kind of thing. Actually somehow became president once. I don't know, my memory is not great, but I think that was a problem, at least for me. Well, as you know, Special Counsel Jack Smith actually laid out a 45-page indictment to Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone. My reaction was not joy. My reaction was, what the hell took you so long? Donald Trump is running for president, will probably get the Republican nomination. That's going to open up all kinds of Pandora boxes. I have a message for Republicans, and specifically for Republicans. What the hell's wrong with you? Why are you hitching your entire political situation to this one guy? Why? You got a lot of people who can represent your party and your party's ideals in a moral, sense-contributing, effective manner. Why are you going all out on this crazy man? This indictment is so ironclad by just about everybody that reads it that this is a problem for Donald Trump, as well it should be. Look, he's not the only person on the planet that can represent you. There are far more people who can do this rather well, who have a better foundation in telling the truth and working with other people. Donald Trump has no working with other people skills at all. Why are you hitching yourself to this guy? It's like taking a noose and putting it around your neck when you don't have to. And Donald Trump's only words out of his mouth are, it's a witch hunt. They're coming after me. It's the deep state, and they're coming after you too. I'm a martyr because they're coming after me. Okay, Jesus. Come on. At what point do you say to yourself, it's time to move on? I mean, when do you do that? You don't have to give up your values and your points of view. You just go with a guy that can do it better right now for you. Isn't that the goal? Why are you having sex with just one person who is screwing you back, but you don't even realize it? If you really cared to read this indictment, you would see that it's not the deep state that's taking him down. It's not Democrats. He's being taken down by his own people that worked with him. Almost everybody that worked with Donald Trump in government and otherwise has testified against him because he's crazy. And he concocted this incredible conspiracy to keep himself in power. Why? Because he loves power and he loves to manipulate. He's done that through his entire business career. And two, he knows he's in deep shit, and the only way to get him out of deep shit is to become president again. Then he can take himself out of deep shit. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. If you remove him from the equation, we're back to a fair, nice election. Again, Donald, it was not your enemies that are taking you down. It is your own people who worked with you that are taking you down. Their testimony. The Republicans' testimony, the people that know you best, that you work with, that you connived with. They're the ones, you idiot. All right, whatever. Oh, that's my opinion, man. That's from a lay person's opinion. Let's move on with this thing. The only thing that makes this country democratic, or a democracy, I should say. Sorry, use the democratic word for those who find that offensive. The only thing that makes this form of government a democracy is preserving it and making sure that it works. This guy tried to take away the votes of people. The election was fair. That's the way this works. There have been many, many elections where they didn't try to overthrow the government by conspiracy, by throwing all these kinds of things at the wall, Donald, to seeing which one sticks. When you do that, the people that you're with see what you're doing. So you're kind of screwed. Let's move on from him, shall we? Okay. My opinion, thanks. Yeah, I'm a Democrat. sort of. I mean, I voted independent many, many times as well. There have been some Republican presidents and people that I've thought have just been wonderful. So, you know, I'm really just saying, if they're going to, you know, Donald makes the, this is so funny to me. Donald says this over and over again, that it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. And that they're not coming after Donald. They're coming after you. No, they're not coming after you. They're coming after Donald. Don't let him turn it around like that. See, that's the bullshit. If you buy that bullshit, then double think that one. Double think that one. Donald saying they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. No, Donald, they're coming after you. They're not coming after me because I didn't do that stuff. You did. Okay, fine. And I gotta tell you, man, I've said this from the very beginning. If I did something wrong, I'd be picked up by a police car, and I'd be facing it the next morning. And if I didn't make bail, if I didn't have the kind of money that Trump has, I'd be sitting in jail if I did that stuff. But here's the thing, people of the United States, if you're rich and you have money, you can manipulate the courts, and you get out of it. You're not, you know, you can delay the process with your attorneys. You can raise money from the very people that love your ass and use that money to defend yourself. The common person such as us, we don't have that kind of money. We don't have that kind of ability. So things are not fair. We're slapped in jail. He's walking around and running for president. Do you know that if you have a criminal record and you're in jail and you're a convict and all that kind of stuff, you can't vote? Can't vote. Can't vote. Can't vote. But you can become president. Think about that. If you're a criminal, if you're a convicted criminal and you're serving your time, you can't vote in this country, but you can become president. Yep, a convicted person in jail can become president, but you can't vote. There's something wrong somewhere. And, you know, if we're all to be created equal, then, you know, no one's above the law, all that kind of stuff, then this is not making sense to me. You should be pissed that somebody with a lot of money can get out of things, get anything they want, get the best legal help possible. If you have a lot of money, they can be very different than you in this country. Yeah, they can live in bigger houses. They can have nicer cars. They can have an easier life. But as far as the legal system is concerned, if they do something wrong, they shouldn't be able to walk away. If you do something wrong, you get your ass slapped in jail and your life is ruined. Is that fair? God damn it, it's not. I'm sorry to say that that way, but I'm pissed. That's where I draw the line. Okay. I'm drawing lines. It's cool. I can draw a line. Well, that's my fact of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's fact of the day.
Well, I already did the fact of the day. All right. Am I right, Alexa?
Sorry, I don't know that.
All right. It's about the only thing you don't know. Are you ever so lonely that when Alexa talks, you find it kind of a little stimulating and conversationally? Yeah, if you're sitting there having conversations with your Alexa machine, see somebody, you've got problems. Sometimes I'll take Siri from my iPhone and Alexa, and I'll put them next to each other and we'll just watch them catfight. Oh, it's kind of, ooh. Girls, now, don't fight over me. Now, girls. AI girls, now don't fight over me. It's very, very strange. All right. Well, we are into August. I have noticed I have a calendar and I use it every once in a while to see what day it is. And I have noticed conspicuously that we're into August all of a sudden. Nobody said anything. What is it? August 1st is when you play jokes and pranks on people? Oh, that's April. Okay. Sorry, I had that wrong. Anyway, you know what I was in the mood for doing, and I may do it this weekend? Go to the zoo. I like the zoo because it's just fun to walk around and look at animals. You know, when I do that, I feel very odd in a sense because I'm standing in front of an area where there are animals roaming around and I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, that's very, very strange that I do that. I mean, these animals, like when I'm at the zoo, are they just like gawking at me? Like, look at these human beings walking around staring at us. Is that all they do? See, the animals aren't aware that after we go to the zoo, we go to the restaurant and we eat these things. Well, Ron, you don't eat tigers and lions, do you? No, but we eat cows and things and chickens, and that's kind of just like still, you know? It's kind of odd. It's kind of odd. Do you ever go to the aquarium and you're watching all these fish in tanks? And then you're you know, the person you're with says to you, all right, well, let's go have dinner. Yeah, you know what? I feel like seafood. You know, it's just kind of odd. I've talked about this before. Used to go to these seafood restaurants and there would be lobsters in a tank. And you would actually walk up to the tank and point to the lobster that you wanted to devour and eat. And you would point to them, and then you'd sit down and you'd wait for the wait staff to bring you that lobster freshly, you know, killed. And I always found that to be Dahmerish. You know what I'm saying? It was like a little Jeffrey Dahmerish. You know? Yes, I would point to the animal that I want killed and brought before me, and then get me a bib. Give me something to wear so that I don't get the animal all over me. And let's put a picture of that very animal on the bib. That's fucked up is what that is. How often do you go to a steakhouse and put on clothing with a big cow on the front? I mean, isn't that odd to do? Come into the corral and point to the cow that you want to eat at this time. I'll eat that cow there. Okay, well, we will slaughter it and cook it and bring it to your table. It's just, what the hell are we doing? As I've said, this is the greatest dilemma of my life is eating animals. Some people don't do that. There's all kinds of words for that. Vegan, vegan, from Venus, all that kind of stuff. Whatever. I eat meat every once in a while. Not a lot, but every once in a while. And when I do, sometimes I think it out. And I think that's kind of odd because if I were in a different situation and human beings weren't on top of the food chain, there was something else that was on the top of the food chain, and all of a sudden they turned around and pointed to me and said, I want to eat him right now. Okay, we shall bring him. So, you know, it gets disgusting. Actually, this is what happens in many of those Halloween movies. Yeah, you have these cannibals that eat other people, and there's cannibals running around, and then there's zombies that eat people too. You know, you're like, okay, I guess that's like fair. I guess it makes sense, I suppose. It's very, very odd. It's a very, very odd situation. I don't know. Eating animals has always bothered me. Every once in a while, I'll have PETA on the show. Not Peter. PETA. P-E-T-A. They protect animals, the cruelty to animals, and I like having them on the show. PETA. I like PETA bread, even. So they talk about the animals thing, and it's when they do, it's like, well, why am I eating them? You know, it's just not right. It's just not right. It's just not right. It's just not right. But it is tasty. I don't know. We're just odd. We're just odd people, aren't we? I love to go to the supermarket. I go almost every day. I really do because I have no life. But I love to cook. That's my, you know, I would be a chef because I love to cook so much. Except for the fact that I don't want to work that hard and have sweat coming off of my forehead and dripping into the saute pan. I'm not into that. Being a chef is a lot of work. You don't even see your customers. The food that you're preparing in that kitchen, you don't even see who's eating it. If I were a chef in a restaurant, I would want a closed circuit television set right over my stove so I could see the people eating my food. At least I can get some glory and some satisfaction in seeing smiles on people's faces devouring the food that I've just cooked for them. That would be wonderful. That'd be great. That's like standing in front of an audience and having them applaud for you. It's that kind of adulation that a chef really should have. But instead, they put them in this room in the back that's like 200 degrees in there, and they can't see what the hell's going on. I think that's cruel. I think they should be able to see the people eating their food. I think that would be really ingratiating for them. But I don't want to be a chef because they don't have that set up. But I love to cook, and I love to go to the supermarket. To me, it's going to Toys R Us or Disney World. It's like walking down the aisles, and there's all these foods from all different cultures, and it's all over the place. And it's just like when you walk through a supermarket, it's just like, wow, this is America. This is what America is. I can put this stuff in my mouth and eat it, any one of these things in this entire building. It's Disney World. It's Disney World is what it is. I love to cook. It's creativity. I love to come up with my own creations like Frankenstein. I like to come up with my own flavor combinations, and I just love that. Have a little glass of wine as you're cooking. That's really good, huh? Oh, yeah. That's combining something you love to do and alcohol. That's the problem with our society. Alcohol goes too well with everything. It does. Red wine, white wine, vodka, scotch, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If you drink too much, you can ruin your life. But if you have just the right amount, it's not a bad deal. I said this before. Remember during the pandemic, the essential businesses were the only ones that could stay open. Those were pharmacies, drugstores, supermarkets, and liquor stores. Liquor stores? What? Yeah, but it was true. The only way to make it through the pandemic, sitting alone in your home, was to have alcohol. How else do you get through anything? Now, I'm not saying that that's a good idea, but it's like everything else in life. Anything to excess will destroy you. Even just eating food. You eat too much food, yeah, it'll destroy you. So, yeah, it's true. You go on that stupid Google machine, you know, that stupid Google machine that they made like decades ago? Yeah, the internet thing, that World Wide Web, the WWW, the Weight Watchers. go on that thing all day. You sit there, you'll destroy yourself. You'll just destroy yourself. And you know that's true. I'm getting phone calls about that. You know that's true. Everything in moderation. Nothing in excess. That's the clue. That's the way we do things here. All right. Rather than have a guest today, because I don't have much time for that, I thought it'd be interesting to get your horoscope down here. A lot of people are very, very into horoscopes. I'm not. I don't really care at all about horoscopes. I don't like to be to have my life charted out for me before it even happens. I think there's something a little wrong with that. But many people are into it, and for those that are, here you go.
Greetings, fellow planetary travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Let's see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, resist that pesky urge to bet on sports, especially the urge that tells you to put a big bet on professional wrestling. Pisces, your love life is about to get heated when your ex decides to set your house on fire. Aries, there's never a bad time for cake, especially when there's not much more time for cake, okay? Taurus, go for that promotion you're thinking about. Do not go for the promotion in the leather bondage gear you're also thinking about. Gemini, with the holidays coming up, go big on that wish list this year. After all, you're the only one buying for you. Cancer, when in doubt, plea bargain. Leo, you really should just go by Leonard. It's a nice name. Virgo, the stars say a large sum of money will be coming your way, which probably means you're going to get hit by an armored car. Libra, honestly, have that thing checked out already. It's huge, and yes, it's noticeable. Scorpio, shop for a new car this month. The police have a pretty good description of the old one, incriminating front end dent and all. Mm-hmm. Sagittarius, it's time to stop dating on a dare. You barely got out of that basement last time. Capricorn, do more good deeds this month, like letting people get out of your basement. I'm Kip Starchild, and this has been your look at your horoscopescape for this month. Make good choices. Peace.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Remember the crystal ball stuff? People don't use that anymore. I don't know. Every once in a while when I'm driving down the street, I'll see this shabby old building, and it is it says fortune teller or psychic or something. And I have some friends. No, it's not true. I don't. Well, let's say, theoretically, I have some friends. And they go to psychics for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why that makes them feel good about something or bad about something. I don't kind of get it. I don't understand that psychic stuff. I mean, you should be the master of your own fate, not somebody who's sitting in a house where they can't even mow the lawn. It just doesn't make sense to me. So whatever. Whatever floats your boat, man. Float that boat. Even if it's a Titanic, you float that boat. You do it. Do it. I'm out of time for today. Here's the good news. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Here's the bad news. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. So until that time arrives, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I wish you peace.